We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hi, Andrew.
What'd you think of my Zeiss impression?
I was wondering if that's what you were going with there. I kind of figured that was the case.
Do like
it? Somebody was talking to me in my ear.
Moving right along.
It's not the smoothest open to the show I've ever heard. Obviously.
You got to see Craig Riley back in our producer's booth right now, Chris. It's quite the visual. He's trying to figure out how to patchwork everything. It's the sports radio equivalent of what it must have looked like back at NASA in Houston during some of the Apollo launches, where we've got the best and the brightest in there looking at the boards, trying to figure out everybody is in different locations. And we've been this way now for about a week, but it's still not easy. And I'll tell you what, the delay is just doing a number on Cook and Joe, where you get that little glitch because two people are in two different locations, and it's hard not to talk over each other. And then when you start to, you stop, and then you start again. And it's these are first world radio problems, but if you're wondering why it sounds so awkward between those guys, that's the reason.
Well, beyond normal awkward levels between those two guys, you mean. Like, there's a baseline with those two that is established, and so it has to sound really awkward to register on the old scale, but I get what you're saying. We also, you and I, because you still have to be in the studio, you and I think, are operating from a position of strength here because I'm using, the best possible equipment that I could use. You still have the studio at your disposal. So even though you and I have a delay, I like to think we're old pros at this by now, and we're doing a pretty good job by and large. Making sure that we're not stumbling over each other like two people with two left feet trying to dance.
What's on tap today is brought to you by Fatheads Brewery and Headhunter, now available in cans. What time is Lennox going to wake up today? I'm going to put that down in what's on tap. What are we looking at?
In a perfect world, we're going till at least 3:30 here. So, I don't think my voice has been that low.
Are we getting the library voice today, Craig? You hear it?
Yeah, that's one thing to call it, I think.
I mean, I'm trying to embrace the fact that I need to be talking because I'm getting paid to do a radio show. So what I've started to do now is in my little swivelly chair, swivel away from the wall that is shared with his room.
Why do you think regular Mueller radio voice is going to wake him up? Because he's so fond of you that he's going to hear the dulcet tones of his father, and that's going to perk him right up?
No, I think like the thing that gets me is I don't think it'll actually happen, but if like say I exclaim something very loudly and then I see him stir and move and wake up for good, I will feel so guilty about
it. I think you gotta turn the monitor off. You're close enough where you don't need to see it, you can hear it from him. That way there's no feeling like you're responsible if he wakes up. And there's plausible deniability if Alex asks you about it.
But I would feel bad for Alex too, because she's working hard. She's on a day off. I want her to get the most amount of, nap time here. I don't think I'm giving you short shrift. I think I'm giving you the genuine article here. These pipes are still strong. 80% of Mueller's better than 95 to 100% of most other radio hosts. Come on, that's not self-effacing. That's the opposite. You should be
You know what you do? You're channeling your inner Stan Severin now, is what's happening. After you saw what went on there yesterday, I think now you've been...
Can Bradley Cooper play me in a movie?
You've been emboldened. Why did my mic just cut out there? That was weird.
Who would be the guy that would play me in a movie? Wouldn't it be like Moby or Michael Stipe?
Let's just go back to that for a brief moment here, and then we'll get into our starting topic of the show. I need to make not a full fledged apology, but at least a semi acknowledgement. I don't want to be somebody that plagiarizes other people's work.
It
dawned on me and occurred to me yesterday when we got off on a tangent when Saverin on Twitter said that Bradley Cooper would be the perfect actor to play Ben Roethlisberger in a movie, and then somebody came back with Kevin James, which we thought might have been a better selection. When we started getting off on the – when we went off the rails and started talking about who would play 93.7 the fan characters, it occurred to me that somebody on Twitter had already done that. And there was a whole thread with pictures of us next to Hollywood actors. And I wish I knew – if anybody out there remembers it or if the person responsible for that thread is listening, number one, you deserve credit, and number two – can you blast that back out there? Because I want to see the consensus from our listeners. And I think it all started.
Gentleman.
It all started with the Horatio Sanz Craig Riley debate.
So there's one gentleman named Scoop Whoop 99 Garrett who said Richard Dreyfuss as Ron Cook, and he sent me a picture
great.
that had tears streaming down my face because it is like perfect. Made up Ron Cook. Like if Ron had a makeup artist and Ron had gotten a rugged full white beard.
I got a great one too. Yesterday somebody sent me. Now I've stopped
Richard Dreyfuss, star of Mr. Holland's Opus.
And Jaws. I've stopped watching This Is Us. You still watch it, Craig? Do you ever get sucked into that because of your wife?
She still watches it, so I catch it from time to time.
Apparently the doctor who delivered the babies on that show. So he's kind of a supporting character. The doctor that delivered the triplets, that character on the show, I guess, looks exactly like Cook. You've got to pull up a picture of that, Craig, and send that out.
That's a good call.
The doctor there looks just like Ron. But anyways.
Hold on. Gerald McRaney.
What do you think?
The guy from the old Promised Land show.
Do you see it?
On CBS. Yeah, Gerald McRaney.
Because
he's absolutely a little bit of Cook.
He's got the 5 o'clock shadow like Cook. It's kind of white more than it is gray like Cook. Similar facial features. Same jawline.
He's a little more grizzled looking than Cook. A little more.
That's hard to believe.
He looks like a career military man is what he looks like, who became a doctor.
On a TV show. Chris.
Tony, if your hair was darker, you could be Milo Ventimiglia. So.
I don't know who that is. Oh,
the main character?
Character
from this.
I'll take that as a compliment.
Your hair is just not nearly dark enough.
ESPN. You like Todd McShay, Chris? Where do you come down on McShay as a draft, Nick?
Do you know what I like about McShay? The seething anger underneath the surface that he does way more work, I'm sure, in his mind than Mel Kiper does to get ready for the draft, but the fact that he'll always be second fiddle to Kiper.
I agree. I feel McShay.
You can just feel the resentment of McShay.
I agree 100%.
Action.
I think McShay's at the combine and he's out for drinks and he's around other people and he's like, Kiper is just the worst. I can't believe this guy.
He's like, you wouldn't believe the amount of product that goes into making that goofy hair helmet of his.
I don't get it.
This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
He's ready for retirement. He's a fossil. His analysis is terrible. It's amazing that I have to take a backseat to this guy. Well, anyways.
Can you believe how many times he screws up on the draft broadcast and then I have to bail him out and I don't get any credit for it? Yeah.
McShay did a 2-round mock today, and this is the first time I've seen somebody go this extreme with the Steelers. He has them taking a quarterback with their first pick at 49. It's Jacob Eason from Washington. And this is what the write-up from McShay says. Big Ben isn't getting any younger, and last season showed us that the other QBs in the Pittsburgh system aren't the future. Eason has some developing to do, but there's no denying his raw arm strength and terrific measurables. Learning behind Roethlisberger for a season could help him find success at the next level. I like one thing about that write-up. But the overall point, I disagree with. I want a veteran quarterback in that room. I don't want another neophyte young guy who's got to learn from Roethlisberger, who hates being around rookie quarterbacks in the first place and wants no part of playing the role of Brett Favre in this new drama about replacing him and tutoring the hope to be Aaron Rodgers' character. That's anathema to him. He's got no interest in it. So the whole idea of him learning at the feet of Roethlisberger, I don't buy it. I don't think that that's a good idea because then you're going to have Rudolph on edge too. So I think that's a powder keg situation. And I don't even, number one, think that Eason is all that good. But the one thing about that report that I like, Chris, is here's an objective analyst saying that the quarterbacks behind Ben stink. And that's the and that is really the impetus.
Like, you hadn't seen that? Do you feel like you hadn't seen that so far? Like that there had still been a national consensus that these guys, that Rudolph specifically, I mean, Hodges is a non-factor here,
I just think,
have
yes.
You felt
no,
like there was
I,
a national consensus that oh, Rudolph wasn't completely a prospect?
I get what you're saying, and I like the way that you're putting it out there as a rhetorical question because it emphasizes this point to me. The Steelers have a Mason Rudolph blind spot. They very much have a Mason Rudolph blind spot where they have brainwashed themselves and convinced themselves this offseason based on what very little he did to excel or succeed in a game they ultimately lost, in a game he got injured in against the Jets, against a very bad football team. They have convinced themselves off of that, that they are set at quarterback. And the other thing that people just flat out ignore when debating their depth chart is that it doesn't seem to be a problem for people that even beyond Rudolph, you have Paxton Lynch, JT Barrett, and Devlin Hodges. Like, even if you were, you know, kind
it's
of
an awful group.
Yes,
awful
even if you were so on Rudolph, and like you could see maybe some positive traits there, or could, you know, talk yourself into thinking that he might be a competent backup. Okay, you still have nothing. Paxton Lynch should be out of the NFL, and Duck Hodges, I think, showed his true colors by the end of the year. Yeah,
Duck Hodges was a fun story, but the idea that you were ever going to treat him seriously as the face of the franchise moving forward was pretty much farcical. I think it's interesting when people bring up a quarterback at 49 because it's... it goes against one thing that I think most Steelers fans, and I think the team, maybe arriving at it in different ways, understands is the case. For as long as Ben Roethlisberger is here, which would be two more years, you would think, the first priority has to be try to win a Super Bowl with him. And taking a quarterback 49th overall is not something that's in line with that goal. So that's what's interesting to me, and that's where I think you're right to say that a veteran quarterback like a Jameis Winston, since we're the official show of Jameis Winston hype, still makes more sense if you're trying to find a quarterback of the future. I don't think the Tannehill experiment long range is going to play out well in Tennessee for the Titans, but that doesn't mean that that concept can't work with somebody else.
If you're trying to put Ben Roethlisberger in a position to succeed, and I think that's the Steelers' goal, they're all in on him, drafting a young quarterback when the pick could be used to benefit the team around him is only going to set him off.
So did they screw up?
Say, what are you, yeah. What are you trying to do? You're going to set him up and put him in a position to succeed by pissing him off so much that he's motivated to have a great season? Yeah, that's going to work really well. I mean, at least when they drafted Mason Rudolph, they could plausibly play that little passive-aggressive game with Ben about he said he was threatening to he was thinking about retirement because he wanted Todd Haley out of there. And if the Steelers had a gun put to their head, they could say, well, hey, Ben said he might retire. Now everyone would have known it was BS, but they could have said we had to take it seriously when he was started thinking about it on a year-to-year basis. They knew that wasn't the case. Maybe they really did like Mason Rudolph from his little 500-plus yard outing against Pitt, but they at least had an out. What's the out here? We're trying to win now, so we're drafting a guy that probably won't play until year three? That doesn't make any sense. It doesn't hold water. Like, I don't mind McShay, like you said, acknowledging that their quarterbacks on the roster behind Ben stink, because at least that's some honesty, but I don't think that this is where they should go with the 49th pick. They're the only team in the draft that only has one pick inside the top 100. Why would you do that?
And we'll talk
almost draft malpractice.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.